There the spirit sees not, but though seeing not, he sees. How could the spirit not see if he is the all? But there is no duality there, nothing apart for him to see. There the spirit feels no perfumes, yet feeling no perfumes, he feels them. How could the spirit feel no perfumes if he is the all? But there is no duality there, no perfumes apart for him to feel. There the spirit tastes not, yet tasting not he tastes. How could the spirit not taste if he is the all? But there is no duality there, nothing apart for him to taste. There the spirit speaks not, yet speaking not he speaks. How could the spirit not speak if he is the all? But there is no duality there, nothing apart for him to speak to. There the spirit hears not, yet hearing not he hears. How could the spirit not hear if he is the all? But there is no duality there, nothing apart for him to hear. There the spirit thinks not, yet thinking not he thinks. How could the spirit not think if he is the all? But there is no duality there, nothing apart for him to think. There the spirit touches not, yet touching not he touches. How could the spirit not touch if he is the all? But there is no duality there, nothing apart for him to touch. There the spirit knows not, yet knowing not he knows. How could the spirit not know if he is the all? But there is no duality there, nothing apart for him to know. For only when there seems to be a duality, there one sees another. One feels another's perfume, one tastes another, one speaks to another, one listens to another, one touches another, and one knows another. But in the ocean of spirit, the seer is alone, beholding his own immensity. This is the world of Brahman, O King. This is the path supreme. This is the supreme treasure. This is the world supreme. This is the supreme joy. Only a portion of that joy all other beings live. He who in this world attains success and wealth, who is lord of men and enjoys all human pleasures, has reached the supreme human joy. But 100 times greater than the human joy is the joy of those who have attained the heaven of the ancestors. 100 times greater than the joy of the heaven of the ancestors is the joy of the heaven of the celestial beings. 100 times greater than the joy of the heaven of the celestial beings is the joy of the gods who have attained divinity through holy works. 100 times greater than the joy of the gods who have attained divinity through holy works is the joy of the gods who are born divine, and of him who has sacred wisdom, who is pure and free from desire. 100 times greater than the joy of the gods who are born divine is the joy of the world of the Lord of creation, and of him who has sacred wisdom, who is pure and free from desire. And 100 times greater than the joy of the Lord of creation is the joy of the world of Brahman and of him who has sacred wisdom, who is pure and free from desire. This is the joy supreme. This is the world of the spirit, O King. I give you 1,000 gifts, said then the king of Videha. But tell me of the higher wisdom that leads to liberation. And Yajnavalkya was afraid and thought, intelligent is the king. He has cut me off from all retreat. When the spirit of man has had his joy in the land of dreams, and in his wanderings there has beholden good and evil, he returns once again.